The biggest scandal of the Clinton years, at least according to the press, was the sexual scandal involving his young intern, a woman not his wife. When the scandal almost engulfed his presidency, he ordered missile attacks on a pharmaceutical factory in the Middle East, Al-Shifa. The critics of Clinton called the weaponry Monica bombs, meant to deflect the rising flood of scandal. President Trump's bombing of a Syrian airfield, with scant proof of Syrian state involvement in a recent chemical weapons attack, seems like a Clintonian move to me. In March 1995, the Japanese religious cult Om Shomrikyo released sarin in several subway cars, holding thousands of people, while nearly 5,000 people suffered injuries. Yes, guess how many died? 12. 12. With this release in Syria, with thousands exposed, it's mathematically unlikely that 100 people died, given its open-air dispersal. It's equally unlikely that Trump cares a fig about Arab babies, no matter how beautiful they are. Wars create nations of losers, as Iraq rightfully revealed. Who are the winners here, besides weapons manufacturers? Wars are fought for two things, pretexts and profit, from imprisoned nation. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.